On this beautiful morning, we're going to cast our minds for a moment to Friday, October 24th of this year. Why? Because?
Because we will be asked to take to the polls and we will be voting for Ireland's next president. Who the successor to the one and only Mr. Michael D. Higgins is going to be. When I tell you I'm going to mourn that day,
El
I will
Presidente.
Heavily mourn that day.
He's done a fair old job.
And
now.
A lady who's here to tell us all we need to know about voting in general, but most importantly, making sure that you are on the register of voters, is Lisa Grant with the franchise team here in Waterford City and County Council, a woman who wears many hats. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Lisa, what do we need to know? First of all, if I am, I don't know, I've always been living here, Lisa, but for some reason, I just have never voted. Explain to me what I need to do.
It's actually very simple. There's a website, checktheregister.ie. Nice and simple. Once you log on to that, you'll be asked for some personal information. Obviously, your name, address, air code, so make sure we get to the right address. We are looking for your date of birth. We are also looking for a PPS number and contact details in terms of maybe a mobile number and an email address, just so that we can make contact if we do need to get back to you on any information.
Okay, so this is just making sure that you're a legitimate person who does in fact live at this address, your date of birth to make sure you are of age, your PPS number to make sure you are a resident here, etc. All that good stuff. What happens then?
Well, once you've registered, we actually receive that details in our offices in the council. We just verify that everything that we require is there. Once that's confirmed from our end, you'll just receive an email confirmation that you're on the register. Then in the next few weeks, you will receive your polling card, and your polling card obviously then will let you have the information you need on polling day in terms of where your polling station is. And within each polling station, there tends to be multiple booths. So you arrive at your polling station and you're ready to cast your vote.
And very important to cast your vote, is it not?
It is. It's essential. I mean, the reality is probably not everybody who's eligible to register has registered, and therefore they're not availing of their vote. So, you know, as well as making sure people's details are correct, we also want to make sure that everybody who's entitled to be on the register is on it.
And I know I'd said this to you slightly off air. Some things grind my gears, as they say, Lisa. And one of those is when you have the opportunity to vote and you don't, I think it's inexcusable. I really do, because
It's too hard fought for.
We've gone through too much as a people to not vote. And I think then when you go to the comment section of so many of the online articles and you see people say the same old, nothing ever changes. Well, it won't unless you use your voice.
Absolutely.
And that's not me having any political affiliations, but it is so important to use the voice that you've been given and to make a difference through that voice, because it does make a difference.
100%. Because freedom in this country is like cheap perfume
absolutely,
sometimes.
Absolutely, which we would never wear in this room.
Absolutely.
Absolutely
100%.
Not. We are gourmet creatures.
Indeed.
It is, of course, our own responsibility to ensure that we're registered, or indeed deregistered, as the case may be, Lisa, that all the details are correct, and obviously to stay in touch with our local authority of any changes.
It is, yes. Yeah, so I suppose you said, yes, if you are on the register and would have received a polling card in the past, but if you have moved address, that's important to know. I mean, another one, it's obviously a bit upsetting, when there's deaths occur, it's really useful for us, obviously, to be informed of that, because until we're officially informed, we obviously can't strike people off the register. It's very important. I mean, there's very strong rules and regulations, I suppose, around disenfranchising people. So we need confirmation. I know I mentioned the PPS number, which might be of concern to some people, but that is a unique identifier with date of birth, because while it doesn't sound very exciting, we do actually receive death notices for the Waterford area to match against our register of electors. If we can't confirm 100% that we have the right person within a household, because obviously within households, you may have two generations with the same first name, surname. If we don't have a date of birth and PPS number to 100% match that person, we can't take them off the register because we will have disenfranchised them. And then they may receive a polling card, which can be upsetting because, you know, there may have been a recent a death within the family, and we don't want to cause that upset. But as I said, we can't make assumptions when we receive that information.
Now, if you are a 16 or 17 year old and 20 past nine, and for some reason you're in the bed still this morning and you're listening to the radio, it is important that they do something a little bit different that I know I definitely didn't do. So I don't know, is this a new option, Lisa?
Yes, so this is a new option since the Electoral Reform Act 2022. For those that are interested, that 16 and 17 year olds can essentially pre-register. And what that means is then once you reach the age of 18, then you automatically move on to the register of electors and you're going to be entitled to vote. So I said, once you hit 18, then if you've already done your pre-registration, there's nothing needs to be done unless you change details, move address, if you go to college someplace else or something like that. So you're on the register, and when the next event comes up, you're good to go. Or if you turn 18 before the 24th of October, you'll be eligible to vote.
And how long does it take? So if I'm just hearing this now and I'm 17 years of age and I didn't realise actually that I was going to be eligible to vote, it didn't occur to me, how quickly can I receive my polling card? How quickly am I added to the register?
So you're added to the register almost instantaneously in terms of, as you said, if you're lying in bed at the moment and you want to go on to checktheregister.ie, the team at back in the offices, the franchise team are looking at Check the Register this morning, so they'll be processing those. So you fairly immediately go on to the register, assuming we have all your details correct. We're actually in the process of, I suppose, the production of the register actually happens in two parts. The main batch of it's actually gone to our printers at the moment because there's 90,000 people on the electoral register in Waterford, so we do it in two batches. There'll be a second batch for called the balancing list, which will be going by the 10th of October to the printers. So after that, everybody will start receiving their polling card. So it's a fairly instantaneous and very painless process. There's supposed to, the key thing is, the closing date to do your online application is the 7th of October. So we do need your details in before midnight on the 7th of October. After that, I suppose in terms of getting a polling card to vote in the presidential election, the process is closed. You can still apply, but you won't make the deadline for the register for polling on the 24th for the presidentials.
Okay, and we were talking about that because obviously it was I'm going to call it a little bit exciting, right? You obviously had all of the presidential hopefuls making their pitches down in Dungarvan last Friday. Mm-hmm. Loads of interesting stories coming out of that. A load of banter from inside the chamber, as I've heard through the grapevine. Is that enough to get people interested, do you think, Lisa? Because I remember when I was about to turn 18, I was really excited because I thought, do you know what? I don't know, did I think at the time that my voice matters here, but to me it was just, I'm an adult, you know. We don't necessarily receive the key of the house anymore. I mean, you get the key of the house when you need to get in and that's it, but this is a real, you're an adult, you've made it type thing. Is this enough to get people interested?
I would hope so. I mean, I suppose it's probably been a little bit confusing for people because we didn't have a final list of candidates and there's a little bit maybe waiting to see who else is going to be in the mix before you fully commit. But look, it really is an opportunity for people to participate, not just in the presidential elections, which is obviously the focus of what we're talking about now, but once you're on the register of electors, when the next event comes up, local elections, if there was a referendum or anything like that, the European election. So, you know, it's part of a bigger opportunity to have your voice, you know, in all those issues.
Yeah, and again,
so well said.
Yeah, and as we said, it is so important to get out, use your voice, and pre-register to use your voice. Can't stress this enough. Lisa Grant, thank you ever so much. Any questions? Is there obviously checktheregister.ie, is that the best place to go?
Checktheregister.ie is there. If anybody does want to speak to us in person, they can just ring our City Hall on 0818 10 20 20, or you can email us at franchise@waterfordcouncil.ie. And if you don't mind, if I could add one more point in, as I said, we're working on the register all year round. We have actually been writing out to people across Waterford over the last few months. We've been getting information nationally around duplicates. Many people may have received a letter. Some of them haven't come back to us. There is a system if we've contacted people three times and we've had no response to them. So this is specifically if you've got a letter, we'd really appreciate if you came back to us, because if we haven't had contact, you may be removed from the register. So please come back to us.
Oh, this is like the Dublin airport. Unattended bags may be removed and may be destroyed.
You can only do what you can do. Lisa.
You can only do what you can do. Yeah. I said, any concerns, go to Check the Register. Give us a call, as I said, on 0818 10 20 20 or email us at franchise@waterfordcouncil.ie and we'll come back to you very quickly.
Lisa, you've made that all very simple.
Very simple and very straightforward. Thank you, Lisa.